You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome, friend, to the podcast, episode 91. The name change ceremony. We're going to get into that in a moment. But first of all, I am flying pretty high. Let me tell you why. We just got done with the Igniting Souls Conference, our annual time where the whole tribe gets together. And it was unbelievable. I'm going to share some feedback with you about it. Why? Because I think that this is critical as you continue to grow in your journey, thinking about your own live event someday, your own conference, hosting your own gig. There are so many lessons that you might be able to extract from this little rant that I give about the conference. Let's jump right in. So first of all, you talk about the people in the room, coolest people. These people are from all over. We literally had a nation, nations and nations, Israel, Egypt, the UK, Australia, Scotland. I mean, you name it, tons of Canadians, people from all over the place. It was a beautiful diversity in the room, and authors, business leaders, nonprofit leaders, loved the diversity. Most of these people had known each other online only. And so what I kept hearing over and over again is, it's so good to finally physically meet you. And this is very important because if people only have online relationships and they never have a time where they can get together, the relationship's still real. It's still legit. Many times things can happen. I mean, I even have someone on our team that we have as a freelancer who is not, who I've never met physically. So powerful things can happen. But what happens when you connect with that person, literally, physically, in the flesh and blood, the whole relationship, I believe, deepens in a way that's unbelievable. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. I kind of like online relationships that then connect afterward, because I think you don't take it for granted. If you just meet somebody on an airplane, walking through town and stuff, whatever, you're meeting physically for the first time, and that's cool, and that's what we're used to. But some of these people have been connecting for years, literally years online, hearing each other's needs, commenting on each other's books within the Igniting Souls Tribe Facebook group, our private group with clients. Some of these people have been advocates, teammates, helping each other out, weighing in on each other's chapters or introductions, conclusions. So the relationships have been happening at a deep level. But then when they see this person for the first time and give them a hug and sit with them at their table, the relationship just boom connects at a deep, deep level, and it's so powerful. So that's the first thing, the physical connection. The next thing that I've seen has just been the amazing, the way that people want to be there. Now look, this is so rare that people want to be in the place where they actually are. I know that seems very foreign, but that's the way that life is. Many times kids growing up, once they kind of reach past this toddler thing, they're often taken to places where they don't want to go. The doctor, maybe church, maybe dentist, maybe school. And what happens in our growing up years is that we begin to realize that I'm going places I don't want to go. You look at the average person who works today, and by far, the statistics prove that most people don't want to be in their job. Now, that's not something I teach. In fact, we have Dream Job Bootcamp that teaches you how to break free from your day job. And that little course is fantastic. People take that, and in a matter of a few weeks, they customize and develop their dream job or plan. This is dayjobtodreamjob.com, and we have a whole course that basically is me distilling how I went pro with my passion. So that is a fantastic process, but it's the exception. It's not the norm. Most people aren't able to be in a job that they love, and therefore, people are conditioned to go all kinds of places. Basically, the majority of their lives becomes a situation and an experience where they don't want to be there. But when people came to the Igniting Souls Conference, one person in particular, 27 hours of transit. By the time he left his front door and the time he arrived at the hotel near the Igniting Souls Conference, it was 27 hours. This is not the exception. This is the norm. People from all over the place. Israel, right? I mean, people making massive trips, which takes time and money. When they show up, oh, wow. You should have seen the pre-conference mastermind. I walked into the room and the room was electric. In fact, people at the conference center, the workers, the staff, they came up to us and they said, "What is up? What is going on with your conference?" They said, "People in the whole building here are doing their day job, and other people are coming from other places to do their conference in other sections of the building, and they're walking in like zombies. They're walking in head down, shoulders slumped, coffee in their hands, trying to wake up to make it through another day. And then there's our group that's pouring and gushing noise into the hallway, excitement, hugs, yelps. I mean, authentic stuff, not forced, not contrived, electric. And then the people who are in the food line, who are serving our people, they came up to our team and said, "What is up with your team? I'm hearing thank you. I'm hearing, can I have this, please? The manners are off the charts." Why? Gratitude. Gratitude. The people in the serving line said, "Look, every other place in the conference, they're barking at us. They're saying, this isn't the way I wanted it. This food isn't perfect." And then your group comes by, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Why is that? Because our tribe is on fire, because our tribe is flowing and doing life from this deep, deep reservoir of gratitude. We realize that the fact we're breathing today is a gift, and we are not going to take that for granted. And I have heard letter after letter, testimony after testimony, email after email of people who say, "You know what? I drug my spouse to your conference because I was going to speak on stage and talk about my book because of your Author Academy Elite program." By the way, huge, huge opportunity next week, November 2nd. Don't miss it. AuthorAcademyElite.com. Go there and click. Start here. It's a free webinar that's live next week. You need to be there. If you are not part of Author Academy Elite, or if you have questions about how do I do this thing called publishing a book, we had 31 authors that we launched at the conference. 31. Last year we had 6. We over 5 times that. I don't even know how to talk right now. I'm so excited. We got 5 times more authors on stage talking for 3 minutes each about their book, launching their book, standing ovations. Then they sign their books on our red carpet, photo shoots, video recording, shaking hands. It was unbelievable. I'm going to put in some pictures in the show notes of this episode so you can catch the energy and the excitement of these authors. For some of these authors, they had a guest fly in. I'm not even kidding. A guest fly in from halfway across the country just to hear them speak for 3 minutes. It was amazing. Cardiff had his wife, Dawn, fly in. We had Brian fly in for his girlfriend, Angela. We had Erica's parents come in to hear her speak about her story. It was unbelievable. And then after they owned it and stood on stage and shared their message, the whole crowd, all 31 got a standing ovation. And the feeling in the room was just, I'm telling you, I don't know any other word than electric. Then we took a deep dive with the conference. I went deep into the Elixir Project, not just the fiction content, that was brief, but I went deep into flawless idea anatomy. How do you create the perfect idea? Then I went deep into deliberate magnetic focus. How do you tap into your superhuman ability to focus that's inside each one of us but rarely ever used? Then I went into optimal human performance. How to silence your inner critic for good and then accomplish all these things that have been buried deep within you for decades, some of us. That was just the first day and not even the nighttime period. So I went deep into Verdict 1, Verdict 2, Verdict 3. I started out by talking about what is getting hacked. I gave them an orientation about hacking because I wanted people to realize that getting hacked will literally sabotage your legacy. Not getting your phone hacked, not getting your computer hacked, but getting you hacked, your brain hacked, your ideas hacked. And that's what so many people are experiencing today, every single day. They're getting hacked. And as a result, dreams, ideas, destinies, legacies are being sidelined and sabotaged. So I give them massive, massive content, deep content. Some people said, Carrie, this is too much. And I said, hang on with me. We'll keep going. Hang with me. But the neat thing is that for the first time ever, then I launched Elixir Project Experience, which is the actual course. If you do not know about Elixir Project Experience, the nonfiction course, the 30 days to unhackability, right? Go to elixirprojectexperience.com. We have a free training that's being finished up for you, and you can kind of catch a little bit of what the conference was about and some of that content, just a little bit, so you can understand what I'm talking about. Free training, and it's right now, elixirprojectexperience.com, and you can basically raise your hand digitally and say, Carrie, send me that thing when it's done, and it's almost done, so hang with me. And then we brought Dean in, and Dean talked about the Unhackable Tribe, and we had John doing music, so people went, after the dinner break, when they walked in, boom, there was music, and the whole place started singing and standing up and just connecting with their creator. It was fantastic. And then Dean went into this unbelievable teaching about how when you are part of the unhackable tribe, how the gates of hell will not be able to stand against you. Whatever is trying to take you down or take you out, it has no chance. It's unbelievable. I'm kind of giving you the overview here, so hang with me. Then the second day, for all the crazy people in the room, optional, we woke up and at 6 a.m., we crushed it with Chet Scott. You've heard me talk about him before, Chet Scott of BuildToLead.com. Unbelievable. I mean, I thought there'd be five people. We had about 40 people show up and go through 30 minutes of pure hell. I'm just going to be honest with you. Very tough, very intense physical workout. Nothing crazy with weights, just your body. Planks, push-ups, lunges, right? Jumping jacks, burpees, and we kept flutters with your legs. Crazy, easy stuff, but people kept going. They kept doing this thing. People all different ages, all different body sizes. Fantastic. And midway through, I look up and I see some of my clients falling, you know, like not literally falling over, but just failing. Let's put it that way, failing. They couldn't keep going. And I told them, pace yourself. And Chet says, don't pace yourself. Go until you fail and then get back up and go again. And I thought, this is interesting. I feel a lesson coming on. And then sure enough, Chet after we were done, we all got together, sat down on the floor, people, you know, breathing heavy, sweating, just, you know, trying to keep their head up. And Chet gave us a lesson, which I am going to share the links. In fact, I'm going to write myself a note right now. I'm going to put that. So I'm going to put the picture of even of the workout, and I'm going to put Elixir Project Experience link because I mentioned that. I'm going to put the author link because I mentioned AAE. What else am I missing? I'm gonna put Chet's lesson in the show notes because again, if you missed it, I want you to get a little sneak peek of this. But Chet gave this lesson about fail does not mean failure. Did you catch that? Fail does not mean failure, and how young people have a better handle of this. When they play video games, they constantly use the word fail. So they'll be playing, and then they'll mess up and they'll say fail, but then they'll go back at it again and try to, quote, level up. That's the next level. Go, 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 fail. And then sometimes go, 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 epic fail. But then they keep going until they level up. We as adults, we've learned and adapted the fact that fail means failure. So we go a little bit, go, 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 failure. And then it stops. And then we stop in life because we think fail equals failure. It was a beautiful lesson, 8 minutes long. Unbelievable. That one I can get to you. So that one, go to the show notes. Go to carryoverbrenner.com. Click around, get to the podcast, and in the show notes, or if you're an email subscriber, if you've subscribed on our list, I always send out every week the podcast with the show notes. So a link back to get all the details I talk about. So that's going to be free. That's going to be for you, where you can hear Chet's lesson if you missed it. Then we went into Dexter, how to be unhackable on stage. And oh my gosh, I told Dexter, I said, Dexter, last year you were really good, but I saw peaks and valleys. You were in the zone, you were in the flow, you were crushing it, and then you dipped down energy-wise, you know, just as a normal reset, which is what a lot of speakers do. I told Dexter this year there were no valleys. There was nothing that went down in energy. It was a 45-minute pure session of peaks, and then it was 15 minutes of Q&A, and it was magical. He had the crowd rolling on the floor laughing. I mean, he had all kinds of jokes that were flowing. He turned his dad's funeral, which was a week ago, into a time of emotional, perhaps for some tears, but then also just this unbelievable season of laughter. And I have laughed more in that session. I mean, people came up to me and said, this guy is magical. What is going on? It was a gift. It was a gift to the crowd. So many people needed to just feel that. But it was also motivational. It was also application oriented. That's what all of our speakers are. Why? Because he went into a deep acrostic called STAGE. STAGE. And he told our speakers how to be unhackable on stage. For instance, S, stories stick. And then he went into T, and then he went into A, then he went into G, and then he went into E. And if you missed it, you missed it. I'm telling you, you missed it because this was arsenal, weapons in your arsenal for next time you are on stage, how to be unhackable. I'm going to keep going with the explanation because this was such an alive conference and I want to give you the nuggets because if you missed it, you missed it. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. But right now, for the next 4 days, no, not even, the next 3 days, so until October 28th, we have a super early bird discount. I'm going to write down a note. I'm going to put that in the links, the super early bird discount. What do I mean by that? If you're going to come, because I hear all these people who followed the hashtag. If you don't believe me what I'm talking about, go to hashtag, little pound sign, capital I, igniting, capital S, souls, 16. Igniting souls, 16. Hashtag igniting souls, 16. You will see across LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, whatever platform you're going on, you will see this dude is not lying. This dude is not even giving it justice. You will see people pouring out their hearts. I'm telling you, the outside world probably looks in and says, what the heck is going on with this group? Because they are on fire. They are unbelievably amped. And this isn't emotion. This isn't just hype. This is like these people are geared up in a whole nother gear that doesn't even exist for the majority of people. And you will see that this conference brought together sparks from all over the world, and boom, it was a blaze. It was a blaze like no other. And because of that, right now we said, look, all you people who said, oh, you know, I missed it. Dang, I missed it. Gee, I'll be there next year. Okay, you say you're going to be there next year. Make the decision now. Don't be like, oh, you know, oh, yeah, I'll be there. No. Look, folks, Yoda said it. There is no try. I don't believe in saying I'll be there. You back it up by registering. When you register and say, I will be there and here is my ticket, the universe opens up in ways that you don't even believe. Why? Because immediately you get added to the private Facebook group. And for one whole year, if you're not part of the private Facebook group, we are pouring into you for free. So this isn't like, oh, I'm going to join a program a year from now and attend a conference. You don't attend a conference. You join a family. And for one full year, you will have friendships from all over the world, and you will have people pouring into you and praying for you and holding you up in a way that you have never felt supported. You become like the five people that you hang around with most when you join the Igniting Souls tribe by joining the conference even. We give you support for a full year and say, whatever you need, we'll hook you up. So folks, this is the unbelievable choice to invest in yourself. IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We don't mess around. We say, look, if you know you're supposed to be there, you got 3 days, that's it. And then that rate goes up. And sorry, but that rate is now up on Friday, October 28th. So come. And if you already bought your ticket, buy another one. Bring somebody who needs to be there. Focus on some. Bring your future business partner. In fact, I'm going to tell you that right now. If you have already registered, buy another ticket and say, I am going to bring someone with me, and that person is going to be my business partner or friend or colleague. And what that person is going to do with me and for me is change the world. And I want them to be on the same wavelength and frequency as me. So I should be saying your name coming through the registration list if it hasn't, and then another person coming through who you might not even know that person's name. You might not even know their address, but you get another ticket because you say, Carrie, I'm going to stop using the lame excuse that I don't have a business partner and I don't have someone to compliment me in their gift set or skill set or blah, 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 blah. Whatever you think is holding you back is a lie. It's not even true. And you know what? You need to buy a ticket in advance. This is a challenge. Who is going to buy a ticket in advance and say, you know what? The next 12 months, I am finding my future business partner. Why am I talking about business partners? Because the next guy on stage after Dexter was my business partner, David. And I met David because I said years ago, I'm going to speak at an event called Your Secret Name. This is when the book first came out. And I asked my little group of friends that I had been pouring into on a Friday morning. I said, who wants to come to a free little thing that I'm doing in Dayton, Ohio? And I'm going to speak to a group of pastors. And nobody raised their hand except David. And David came, and that changed his life forever. He came with me, and we had a fantastic time driving down and driving back and talking about passion and vision and what God might do in and through us. And he was a stay-at-home dad at that point. Today, he runs multiple businesses in this seven-figure empire that we have. Big deal. About the finances. What I'm concerned about is the 1 million plus souls that we are igniting by the end of the decade, 2020. Don't believe me? Use hashtag IgnitingSouls16 and you will see this is no joke. This is not hype. We don't just talk about changing the world. We're doing it. We are absolutely doing it. And it happened because I said, David, will you come with me to an event? And during that whole event, that was our focus. That was our intention. This guy didn't even know how to open up a website before. Today, he runs multiple websites. He leads the whole infrastructure of our team. Unbelievable. Igniting Souls. Unbelievable. But David said yes to himself way back when. You need to get a second ticket for your future business partner, even though you don't know their name yet. Amen. So David did a session on how to become unhackable online in your online business. And we literally opened up our secret sauce and we taught everybody in the room our secret sauce about how we build our business. This is not a conference where we hold back. We're not like, ooh, you come, we'll give you a little bit. No. We give you everything. We believe in over-delivering. Why? Because if we over-deliver, that's called serving. And we want to serve and make you realize that, you know what? There is more where this came from. And you know what? We're going to keep learning and growing. And we are on a track. And every secret we discover, every mystery we solve, we basically open that up, structure it, and teach it to you so that you can go further and faster in your business. If you're catching my energy and you're catching my hype at 5 a.m. this morning, this is 100% authentic. I have a tough time going to bed at night. I get so pumped. I'm serious. I get so excited. I get so pumped. This is how it is. Anyways, David gave an unbelievable session. People said, wow, 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 wow. And David stopped his session many times and said, now at your table, write your own. Now at your table, do this. Now at your table, come up with this. And people walked away with a plan, a plan. Then we brought on Amy Schmidhauer. Amy, a YouTube expert, a video blog, what's even the word? I don't know, Jedi, right? She came up and she wowed the crowd with practical details, application, data, content that's been refined and smoothed out and prepared in just a scrumptious way, so that the audience consumed it. They digested it. Most people said this session was a firecracker. And people walked away with removing all the excuses about why they can't use video, even from their smartphones. They even did their first video in the session. So again, this is not hype. This is not motivation. They pulled out their iPhones and most of them did their first video ever. And what I've heard is, Carrie, I am now addicted. Carrie, I am in it to win it. Carrie, I overcame my fears. Carrie, I am so excited that this is now a whole world called video, which most of the world is paying attention to. And now I have that ability and those fears conquered to make a big dent. And she got two standing ovations. So we brought you a speaker who knows their stuff. And each one is different. Each style is different, but unbelievable. If you know what I'm talking about, tweet me, Facebook me if you were there, and just say, Carrie, loved it. Hashtag IgnitingSouls16. I'll know you listen to the podcast. I'll know that maybe even you followed along on social media, but you know exactly what I'm talking about when I refer to Dexter and Amy and David and all the people who shared. Then the final session, after all after all the goodness that happened, after all the equipping, empowering, enlightening that happened, then what we said is, David and I, we are going to be up on stage and we literally put up two microphones on the floor of the conference and we said, walk to the microphone and tell us what you need. Case study, question, specific details, action plan. And people came up for literally 2 hours and stood up and said, Carrie, I need this. Carrie, I need this. Carrie, help me with this. David, help me with this. David, show me this. David, question about this. And for 2 hours in real time, we reached in deep into our secret sauce, our secret strategy, and said, here's what you need to do. Boom, here's a link. Boom, here's a tool. Boom, 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 boom. And people pay us many times. They offer to pay us to pick our brain. They offer us for our consulting, high fees. And we say, you know what? we're building our own business. Most of the time, we don't even allow that to happen. But for two straight hours, people got all that they needed. And then finally, we just had to shut this conference down. And get this, people started standing up and saying, be at the Hampton Hotel lobby at 7:30 tonight. We're going to continue the brain power session. We're going to, meet over at that hotel. Hey, we're going to this restaurant. And then the attendees just started meeting all over the city. And they just kept going and going and drilling and drilling and drilling. And some people made outlines for products that night. And other people said, you know what? I didn't even think I could write a book. Now I know I can. And the sessions kept going offline. And I saw pictures and videos. Folks, I'm telling you, this is unbelievable. It's not like anything you've ever seen in your entire life. And then what happened? Then our team cleaned up and you know, we had people run back. Yolanda ran back in the room and said, Kerry, I forgot to get my ticket for next year. Can I get my ticket for next year? And she filled it out right there among dozens of others who had already done that earlier. But Yolanda ran back as we were leaving the building just so she could say, you know what? I'm in Oregon, but here's my ticket for next year. I'm coming again. And this is not the end. This is the beginning. Now for one full year, relationships that began in the room, networks, contacts, prayer groups. In fact, at one point in the conference, I'm writing this down. The picture of the ladies that were standing up in a circle praying. I looked up at one time, and they didn't even know, but you know, because I looked up and I said, ooh, what's going on? All these ladies are meeting in a circle. Are they going to like revolt? Are they going to say that they didn't like the conference? What's going on? And then after their chat, they stood up and prayed, and I went over there and I remembered these group of ladies are starting their speakers summit together. They're all going live together and starting a women's speaking thing from the Igniting Souls movement. And I say, fantastic. So they plan their first event. Folks, this is how it happens. If you want to be around the most kick butt united group that I know on the planet, it's called the Igniting Souls Tribe. And this group of ladies are doing it. And they took a little bit of time to finish their plan. And then they stood up and prayed in a circle, held hands. And I'm going to show you that picture. Unbelievable. So why am I so jazzed? I got to roll because I got to go work out with Chet here in a few minutes. But why am I so excited? First of all, I never take naps. I took a nap on Monday because I was so amped. Now, why would I take a nap? Because I was amped. I just knew that I can't do the podcast today. I got to think about it. I got to soak it in. It's too fresh. And so I took yesterday just to hang with the kids, you know, hang with Kelly, play a little football in the front yard, rake some leaves in the backyard, jump in the pile, you know, so the girls could do that. I just had to just soak it all in. That was after I dropped off Dexter and my sister Sarah at the, and you know, I got to give a shout out by name to all the major volunteers. And I hate doing this because I might forget somebody, but I want to give a shout out to Dahlia, to Erica, to Renee, right? These three ladies were unbelievable. To Chris Oburn, right? To Ben on video, to Dexter, to David, to Amy, to David and Kirsten Samuel. These people, to Mary Riesberg, who helped people in line, right? All the speakers who came up to speak on stage, who then talked about their books. Mary Riesberg helped them. She took off their name tag. She helped them up on the stage. She advanced the slide. There were so many servants in the room, and I say servants in the best way. These are servants who might be behind a microphone. Our whole team, people say, your team is so accessible. We sit with you at the meals. We work with you on the breaks. This is not, oh, we come off the stage and, you know, sign autographs. This is, we are in the same boat. We are helping you. So if you have not registered for Igniting Souls Conference, then folks, you've decided not to come. That's how I roll. If you make a decision to not decide, you've decided not to come. So that's my point to you today. This is the cheapest there'll ever be for you. This is a time where you can get 1 year full of support, of people loving you and caring for you. And if you say, well, you know, I'm going to wait. Wait for what? You know, this is like someone saying, we have a cure for cancer and you can start treatment immediately and get help, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till the cancer gets so bad that, you know, I just can barely walk in the room. Come on, come on. Go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com right now and grab your ticket and grab a second one. And if you don't have the money, if you don't have the time, then you know what? It's not the cost that you're looking at. You need to flip your mind and say, you know what? What's the cost of me not being in the room? What's that going to cost me? Not being in the room, not be a soul on fire, not be equipped, not be empowered, not be trained. That's the cost. It's the cost of staying average, mediocre, disengaged, discouraged, whatever. So I'm pretty passionate about this because I believe and see the life change that it brings. And I'm not going to just let you off the hook and say, well, you know, it's up to you if you want to be a soul on fire. Look, you got one life to live. And last time I checked, you got one day less than you did yesterday. So the time is counting down. What are you going to do with your life? I'm saying this in love. All right, let's get into the content, the other content, because this was all content, but let's get into the other content for today. All right, here we go. We're talking about Elixir Project. And by the way, so fun. I was able to sneak 100 copies in because these had to be rushed. They had to come quick. I didn't want to get a whole bunch. I only got 100 copies of Elixir Project in advance because it releases December 6th. And we announced that, and then I stepped off the stage. I'm not even kidding. I've never had this happen. And let me just be a little excited for a moment because dreams do come true. I looked at one guy years ago, and he had a line out the door with autographs signing for his book. And why did I think that was cool? Because it was egocentric. No, I said, these are all seeds. This guy is signing seeds that are going to go all over the globe. And then that message is going to be implanted in people's hearts and it's going to grow into big, major oak trees. And I thought that is the coolest thing in the world, that you can write a book, have a message, and that message can then be taken and held by people from all over the globe. And then those seeds are going to go back and be implanted and turn into major oak trees and forests that are then going to turn into other trees and other souls on fire. And I said, God, I wish someday that that would happen for me. And I wish that it happens to all of you. I literally do. Even if you're not an author right now, I pray that someday God gives you the opportunity to put your message in writing and then for you to step off a stage and for you to be swarmed by people who are not saying you're great, you're good, you're wonderful. But you know what? That message is so good, it's not from you. That message was so good, I know you could have never even thought of that. That message was handed down from heaven to you, and you were simply the messenger. You were simply the vessel. And I want you to sign my book because I'm going to take that back. I'm going to implant it, ingest it. I'm going to integrate it into my life, and then I'm going to reinvest it in other people. And that message that you have is going to be put in the hearts of people, little seeds, and they're going to go all over the globe and turn into major legacy. That is the coolest feeling in the world. So what happened? That's exactly what happened. I stepped off a stage and I got swarmed. I'm not even joking. If you don't believe me, look at the pictures. And what happened is all 100 copies, boom, within 60 minutes of stepping off the stage, they're gone. They're gone. I've never had that happen in my life for any book that I've ever written. And Elixir Project, boom, 100 seeds are gone. Now they're being implanted. And I want you to have that experience. If you have not signed up for the free webinar on authoracademyelite.com, you need to do that. You just click start here. We got you taken care of. It's a free live webinar. Over 5,000 people will be on that call. Why? Because we tell people, like, this is the one time we got this little webinar rolling in the next few months. Jump in. And I give you 12 years of solid gold about how to write and publish and market your book the right way. And people from that webinar leave and their lives are changed. And we have a free download with a guidebook, and you need to be there. In fact, I'm going to write that down. Tell David that we need the AAE start button to lead to that webinar. Exactly. I'm going to make sure I write that down just for you. Okay. So the content today, and I got to roll, man. I'm getting too excited. All right. The chapter this week is about name change, and name change is powerful. And the name change is the name change ceremony in the Elixir Project. It's fantastic. Sienna realizes that she cannot move forward with her old name. Chloe cannot move forward with her own name. Damon cannot move forward, right? None of these people, Nick, they all have to go through this identity shift if they're going to join Elixir Project. It happens into this chapel called St. Paul's. They're surrounded by Tilda. Tilda shares her story about her kid who was hacked. And it is unbelievable, excited. It's raw. Some people told me it's too raw. Some people told me it's too real. Some people said, Carrie, this is too much. Your audience is going to think it's just too intense. And I said, you know what? We got to do it. Because this is happening all over the world in real life situations. Don't believe me? Look at the news. Type in the word hacked. It happened last week when we were at the conference. A major, 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 major empire of companies was hacked. Literally, while we were having the conference about getting hacked. So you got to check out Elixir Project. The chapters are free. ElixirProjectBook.com/ And that's it. Go to ElixirProjectBook.com. Get your free 9 chapters this week. And we're going to keep adding more chapters, more chapters, more chapters. Because I believe in you all the way up until December 6th. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. I went way too long, way too excited. It's time to go hit the workout. If you need anything, look me up, reach out. We're here to serve you. We believe in you. Do not let a day go by without signing up for that Author Academy Elite webinar, without checking out Day Job to Dream Job if you're stuck in your day job, without going to the Igniting Souls Conference. Your life is a gift. Make it count. Make it happen. And be a soul on fire. We'll see you. I almost forgot. If you want to be a speaker, a coach, a trainer, if you want to be part of our team, this is your opportunity. We would love to check out your application. Go to CarrieOberbrunner.com. Look below at the bottom of the page. We only open our teams up a few times per year. They have not been open for a bunch of months. A lot of people have been applying to get in, and this is the week where we receive applications. We select people that we want to be on our team. You make and keep 100% of your commissions. We support you. We have quarterly video conferencing with you. We give you an email address personalized after your name. We feature you and your business with links back to your site. It is an unbelievable opportunity to join our global team, and it's super easy. You need to apply. It's a one-page application, and we will get back with you within 24 hours, letting you know if we think you're a good fit and if you think we're a good fit. And if that's so, then we move forward with joining the Igniting Souls team. We certify people on 3 of our different programs: Your Secret Name, which helps people understand their identity; The Deeper Path, which helps people understand their purpose; and Dream Job Coaches, which help people understand what their passion is and how to go after it as a full-time gig. We have over 100 people from all different countries across the world. It is an awesome global team. So go to carryoverrunner.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see all of our teams with an application opportunity. In addition, I'll put the links in the show note, but you got to hurry because literally we close the door in 7 days and then we move forward with the next thing and we support our teammates, but we don't allow others in when we have a closed period. Go make your life count, redeem the day, be a soul on fire, and we will catch you next week with episode 92.